The Rush Hour is on the air. Attention Ditto Heads. Attention Bo Scouts.
Rush.
On the Red Apple Podcast Network.
It's Little Richard's birthday today on WABC Talk Radio 77 in New York. I'm James Golden, a.k.a. Snurly, with you. It is our afternoon rush hour.
Good golly, Miss Marley. Sure like the ball. Good golly, Miss Marley. Sure like the ball.
I saw Little Richard at the Apollo in the audience he came to, and you should have seen. He came through the audience. I was there to see. I forgot who I was there to see. The audience erupted. One of the pioneers of rock and roll, Little Richard. We are so pleased to have with us another pioneer. This one a pioneer in investigative journalism. And despite everything that gets thrown at him from people that don't like being investigated, he still stands. James O'Keefe, founder of Project Veritas. James, how are you this afternoon?
Hey, James and James. Good to talk to you. Great to be on.
Thank you. James, you have done another investigation. This one deals with a subject that I have sadly been learning more and more about because the more I learn, the more disturbing it is. And that involves labor and sex trafficking with minor children. What have you found, James?
Yes, sir. That we did a story involving a whistleblower who works for the Council Inspectors General. She's a federal employee, works for Health and Human Services, and she came forward with documents from the government showing addresses where these children that came from Guatemala and Mexico were put in sponsors' homes. Sponsorship programs, for those of you who don't know what that is, the government puts children with sponsors. These are people, some of whom have many children in their apartment. So what the government document showed was that the government knew some of these children were being trafficked, even had their faces and names and addresses of the culprits, and the government was doing nothing to stop it. One of the colleagues of the whistleblower, a woman named Catherine Bond, reportedly told the whistleblower, "We don't get sued by the traffickers," implying that they're not going to do anything to stop this. So the whistleblower bravely stepped forward. We sent our journalists to Texas and Florida and recorded these children, one of whom admitted to us that she was being pimped out by her sponsor.
So these children, in some cases, are sent to work, and they are, in some cases, from what I understand, and correct me if I'm wrong here, they are ordered to work by the cartels that are involved in getting them into this country in the first place. And then they are put in the houses of what should be safe sponsors, but they're not. And these children are then sent out to do work. And in some cases, that work could include sexual work.
Correct. Yeah, it's usually either forced labor or sex work. And to quote Tara Rodas, she's the whistleblower, she said, quote, "The tax dollars of people who are listening to my testimony, your tax dollars are paying to put children in the hands of criminals. Our sponsors are not citizens. They're not permanent residents. They don't have legal presence. We're paying to put children in the hands of criminals." And this whistleblower observed this activity while she was working with HHS. And she relayed to me on the record, remember, this woman's still employed by the federal government, so she's very brave. She said, they're telling her they're going to send another child to Texas. And her colleague said, "Tara, I think you need to understand that we only get sued if we keep kids in care too long. We don't get sued by traffickers. Are you clear? We don't get sued by traffickers." So that was the answer of the United States federal government. HHS did not want this information to get out. It's amazing that we live in a country where our government is more concerned about being sued by traffickers than the welfare of these children. And we did send this information to the state authorities in Texas and Florida. And there's this one girl who's underage, and she even – you see her face. We blurred her eyes, but you see her admission that she is being whored out by her aunt. sponsor, and she's admitting this, and it's just horrible to see that what's happening. And in some of these apartments we went to, there were as many as 4, 5, 6 older men living with these young girls, and the government is sponsoring it.
Would it be fair to say that the government of this government, this administration, is complicit in human and sex trafficking? Is that a fair statement?
I think the statement that Tara Rhodes made was that your tax dollars are paying to put children in the hands of criminals. Whether that's complicit or not is up to you, but your money is paying for these children to be brought into the United States and put in the homes of traffickers. It's ripe for abuse, and it needs to be reformed if the culture of the federal agency, HHS, to say we don't care. That's the problem. The problem is that they see it, right, internally. They see that these children are being abused, trafficked, and exploited, and their employees say, we don't get sued, so we don't care. That's a problem. And it's perhaps worse than complicit, as far as I'm concerned.
This is chilling, and it comes on other, you know, we have been following the images associated with the news story that came out of Balenciaga and some of the other. There is apparently, James, an appetite in this world for children that is pure evil. And we see it poking out in some cases from some of these fashion houses and people associated with that. And in this case, we're seeing this come. And it makes you wonder, this story makes me wonder, how many of those undocumented children that entered this country have been lost and have been accounted for by this administration? This deserves a much wider investigation, James. Something is terribly wrong here.
Well, I actually spoke with this Catherine Bond from HHS. She actually spoke to me on the phone on the record, which is shocking because usually they hang up the phone and run away. And I think that I actually think this one is one of those issues where we get the left and the right to agree this is wrong. Whether regardless of what you think about immigration, if the government knows, if your government, if your federal agencies know that a child is being trafficked and they have that information and they're not doing anything with it and they're saying we don't care, that's a huge problem. I don't know what causes that, but that's the sort of thing that needs to be exposed. This woman, Tara Rhodes is her name. She's currently working at the Council of Inspectors General on Integrity and Efficiency. There's been two videos released, one in Texas, one in Florida. And hopefully the authorities, the state attorney general does something. The FBI should do something. This is under their jurisdiction, but they tend to focus on raiding mothers and priests and journalists these days.
James O'Keefe, how can people support the work that you do at Project Veritas?
We're a nonprofit organization. We're a nonprofit, tax-deductible, investigative journalism organization. So please donate to us so we can pay our journalists to go keep doing this. It's projectveritas.com. You can put your credit card in there and donate to us today to support the work we're doing.
James O'Keefe, my hero. Thank you for continuing the good fight, James, bringing truth to the American people. Thank you so much, James. We'll talk with you soon, I hope. Thank you.
Very soon. Thank you.
James Golden, AK Snurley, coming back. Your call is coming up right after this.
James Golden, known popularly as Bo Snerdly.
This is The Rush Hour with Bo Snerdly.
Rush
on the Red Apple Podcast Network.